Well, and I'll be back with To the Point. On Friday and Saturday of next week, at the Summit of the Americas in Panama, President Obama is scheduled to meet with Raul Castro, the president of Cuba. It'll be the first such meeting since the Cuban Revolution of 1959 and the U.S. embargo of 1961. The relaxation of diplomatic restrictions has already created...
Tom Hopper is president of Inside Cuba.
That's a travel company that's been operating trips to the island for 15 years. It's not inside Cuba. It's Insight, I-N-S-I-G-H-T. Cuba, suggesting that you'll find out something you didn't know before. Tom Popper, good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Warren.
Have you seen an increase in tourism and desire to go to Cuba, particularly since there's now a nonstop, there's now a direct flight available for charter services from JFK Airport in New York to Havana?
Well, we've seen unprecedented increase in demand for travel and actual Americans traveling. I would say we've seen a precipitous increase over the 15 years we've been doing this, but nothing to the level of the president's statement and address to the nation and Raul Castro's on December 17th. It was as if every American heard that about the possibility of illegally traveling to Cuba. And the fact that there is a legal way. And as you mentioned, we've been doing this for 15 years, so our message has been there is a legal way to go through people-to-people travel. And while we've been extremely successful and sent over 12,000 Americans to Cuba, I think hearing that message from the President of the United States kind of rings the bell. It really kind of makes it front and center. And when you take that in conjunction with the fact that there's 51 years of pent-up demand for a population that knows about Cuba, that has a strong history, close relations, geographically close, certainly the curiosity, the desire to want and see what Cuba is all about. We've been hearing stories for decades, and I think that interest has peaked. And also, we do hear a lot of people want to go see Cuba before it changes.
So there is, again, this idea of nostalgia, that there's something there that ought to be preserved or that won't be preserved, I guess I should say, if, in fact, Cuba sees more tourism. But for the Cubans, that might mean something very good.
Well, I agree with that. And I think that, you know, this romanticism that the traveler, and I put that in quotes, I think really any traveler has this when they visit a destination. Their experience of the place is very personal. It's something that happens to them, and it becomes part of who they are, and it's part of their memory, and we often cherish these memories. So I think that, you know, creates almost a distorted lens because we seek that. We seek which is authentic, and we want to have that experience that we can cherish forever. I say it's a distorted lens because it doesn't always mean it's best for the local people. But I think in this case, it serves two purposes, the desire to want to go before it changes. I think part of it is this romanticism of you know, years gone by, but also this place that they've only heard about. And really, in the last 10 years, Cuba's been more or less in the news at a greater clip, and people are getting kind of an inside look into this place and not just hearing scant news stories that come about. So there's also, I want to see it for myself. But I think the change that will be forthcoming, whether it be through U.S. tourists or increased tourists, I think the Cuban government, the Cuban people will welcome it. And I think it will have an organic state of growth that will find some level of equilibrium on either side. It will be very positive.
There are still restrictions, though, are there not, on American travel? You have to go under certain circumstances. Carl Vick said he went in as a journalist 17 years ago. You talked about people-to-people program. Aren't there, 12 different categories of tourism?
That's correct. There are 12 different categories that Americans can legally travel to Cuba under, which are issued by the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control. They've been regulating Cuba travel to Cuba since 1963. The most amazing part about the regulations or the travel restrictions is 11 of those categories have very narrow scope as to who they affect. You have to be a researcher. maybe a journalist. Maybe you have to be going to visit family in Cuba, or you're studying something. You're going for university credit. So the scope of the American population that those 11 categories affect is very narrow. The game changer in all this, which President Obama introduced in 2011 and subsequently President Clinton introduced in 2000, is this notion of people-to-people travel, which brings Americans together with local Cubans in real-life situations. And what I think has been born from this, and this is something that we passionately embody, and I think other people that provide people-to-people travel, it's really a unique and inspiring way to see a country in a way that you wouldn't necessarily see in any other way. And ironically, Cuba provides an incredible amount of access to our guests, to Americans coming to Cuba, where, you know, whether it's visiting a school or a community project or an artist. I mean, we've taken guests to orphanages before. These are some of the most, you know, memorable experiences, the things that really get travelers excited. And these things are possible. And it really kind of has developed or morphed into a type of travel. We have many guests tell us over and over that traveling this way changed the way they want to travel. And these are people that have told us they've traveled to 100 countries. These are not somebody who's just been to a couple of places. And that's exciting to know.
Canada, as I understand it, is the leading country when it comes to Cuban tourism, but there are a lot of people from Europe as well. Do they, in contrast to what you're suggesting, go to the beach?
Many of them do. You know, Cuba traditionally has been an inexpensive beach-going destination. Obviously, there's many choices they have in the Caribbean. Even talking to the hoteliers there, you know, one of the big differences they see with Americans coming is they spend 4, 5, 6 a week in Havana. They spend it in the cities, where Canadian travelers generally will land. They often take a transfer directly from Havana to the beach hotel zones. Maybe they'll spend one night on the return to catch a flight. But it is a big difference. And I think part of that is the fact that, you know, Canadians and Europeans, there's no restriction on travel.
Okay.
Cuba's another destination.
Tom Popper again of Insight Cuba. Before